Jerry Bader Show 1023. What with everything else going on in the world, this has not gotten a lot of attention on conservative talk lately. That would be the Affordable Care Act. This from yesterday, White House to delay again a key Obamacare rule. The White House will delay yet again the requirement that insurers offer Obamacare compliant plans, avoiding for an unknown period what would be All right, let me try this again. The White House will delay yet again the requirement that insurers offer Obamacare compliant plans, avoiding for an unknown period what would be for Democrats a politically catastrophic move to strip voters of their current insurance. Last year, amid accusations that he had lied when he promised voters, if you like your plan, you can keep it, Obama delayed until January 1, 2015, the deadline for insurers to offer everyone a plan that hews to Obamacare's strictures. But this would still have caused problems for Democrats later this year as people began receiving their current plan cancellation notices in advance within weeks of Election Day. According to The Hill, the White House will move as early as this week to remove the issue from Democrats' list of 2014 problems. As early as this week, according to two sources, the White House will announce a new directive allowing insurers to continue offering health plans that are not Obamacare compliant or don't meet the minimum requirements. The Hill, an independent publication that is the top news outlet covering Congress, does not hesitate to highlight the political intent of the decision. Prolonging the Keep Your Plan fix will avoid another wave of health policy cancellations otherwise expected this fall. They would have come, and people talked about that, that delay put the cancellations right before election, which is why people suspected he would do this again. The White House is intent on protecting its allies in the Senate, where Democrats face a battle to keep control of the chamber. This isn't legal. But as I've mentioned before, and others have, the quandary Republicans have is, how loudly do they want to call out Obama for delaying something they hate? Because then they just look like, well, they want this bad thing to happen to voters. That's why he knows he can get away with it. Now, here's another unintended consequence. The Eau Claire School District could be hit with $2 million in Obamacare fines. Why? Here's a story from WEAU Channel 13 in Eau Claire.
The Eau Claire Area School District is weighing its options tonight when it comes to the future of health care for its part-time employees. WEAU's Amanda Tyler is in the newsroom tonight with the story all new at 10. Amanda?
Yeah, Chris, at a meeting tonight, the school board heard its options when it comes to providing health insurance under the Affordable Care Act to its part-time employees. Under the district's current policy, employees are eligible for benefits if they work at least 20 hours per week. Right now, employees that work part-time have a prorated portion of the insurance costs covered by the district. Now, under rules outlined in the Affordable Care Act, employees would be eligible for health insurance through the district at 30 hours per week, and the district would not be able to prorate the coverage costs, meaning part-time employees who want coverage would have to enroll through the exchanges. The district says there are few concerns that come along with switching the current requirement with the new federal rules.
There would be no discrimination, so whatever hours you work that you offer health insurance, you would pay the same for all. If that does indeed become the case, that could leave the Eau Claire School District with a large budget increase.
The district says the cost of insuring part-time employees is uncertain right now, but by not covering or offering insurance, the district could face close to $2 million in fines. The Eau Claire School Board will vote to adopt the changes at its next meeting on March 24th. In the newsroom, Amanda Tyler, WEAU 13 News.
So here's what the district is going to have to weigh, and apparently they don't know the number yet. What's it going to cost right now as it's prorated? If you're a part-time employee, you get health insurance through the Eau Claire School District, but it costs you more than it costs full-time employees. That's not allowed under Obamacare. So if they stop offering it at all, it's a $2 million fine. And they'd have to get their insurance through exchanges. What they're going to have to see is which is cheaper. How much will it cost to provide at the same level as full-time employees health insurance for the part-time employees? If it's more than $2 million, they should take the fine. If it's less than $2 million, then they might want to do that. My guess is it's probably going to be more. I don't know. It's just a guess. I really have no idea. But just another little tidbit. All right, maybe we'll take this up tomorrow as a phone topic, because I have another phone topic after 10:30. It's a story in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's a Milwaukee stop on Miley Cyrus's Bangers tour. A dad that they found in Appleton, 16-year-old David Brosman, he's the father, David Brosman. His 16-year-old daughter, Rachel, wants to go see Miley Cyrus. He said, yeah, right. She shed a tear and tried to get me to change my mind, said Rachel's mom, Deanne. But I think you've got to lay down the law on some of this stuff. Because of the reputation and because of what she's done publicly, a 16-year-old Appleton, her parents won't let her go. Like a lot of 5-year-old girls, Destiny Meyer loves singing, dancing, acting silly, and watching the Disney movie Frozen. But what she loves most of all is Miley Cyrus. She's pretty, and I like her hair, the kindergartner from West Allis said. She dances good. I like it when she twerks. Destiny likes to twerk, too. But we tell her it's not for outside, said her mom, Andrea Matuzawick, I believe. On Sunday, Destiny will put on her custom-made Miley T-shirt, hop in a limo with her moms, and head to BMO Harris Bradley Center for the Milwaukee stop of Cyrus's Bangers tour. They're taking a 5-year-old to this. They let her twerk in the house, but not outside. I'm not going to comment on the fact that she has two moms. I'm going to comment on the fact that they're screwing this kid up royally. Do you agree? Is that too harsh, Jason? That's not too harsh. They're taking a 5-year-old kid. How old is your daughter now? 7? You wouldn't take your daughter, would you? Would you let her go? When she's 16, would you let her go something like that? That's a tougher call. Really? Really? This kid is going to be so screwed up. It's 10:30. It is 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.